Therefore, by putting, therefore, it's not called Roel Achila.
Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Kol ki agav navade ein boi mishun shvira tetzim.
He won't say no. The tail, according to everybody, there would not be a law of breaking it.
Do avade ein roel achila klal. Because for sure, the tail you can't eat. If it's a tail of a seh that you have to burn it, that's not roel achila. So pshita, even according to the Tanakama, there would be no law of breaking the bone there.
Ela, where's the machlekes? Eva sheina lov kezayis bosriki benayu. If you have a bone, an eva, the arm, that is not a kezayis meat attached to this bone, that's what's an afkamina.
Laman diyom akosher hakosheru.
This arm is still kosher, and there's a little bit meat there. So even though it's not a kezayis, there's a law not to break this bone.
Aber laman diyom aroy lachila binon.
Laman diyom, it says no. There's only a law if you have a bone. That's roy lachila. What does that mean?
Shir achila.
Yeah, being on shir achila, you have to have at least a kezayis worth of meat attached to this bone. And if you don't have a kezayis worth of meat attached to the bone, there's no lava breaking this bone.
Poleka. Ravina, another man the yom is like this. Ravina wamar. No, kol ki agav, no less be mishun shvira tetzim.
According to everybody, if there would not be a kezayis meat attached to the bone, pshit, there's no lava breaking that bone.
To being on shir achila.
For sure, it's only an aver if there's a shir achila on the bone. Then the Torah says, don't break the bone. But if there's no shir achila, there's no aver in breaking the bone. So where is the machlokes then?
Ela evar sheino lov kezayis bos of a mokum zeh.
We're talking about in one place, the place of the bone where you want to break it there, there's no kezayis meat at that part of the bone. But v'yesh alov kezayis bos of a mokum achar. But on the other side of the bone, on the other end of the bone, there is a kezayis boser. Here's the machlokes ikar b'nayim.
Laman diyom hakosher. According to the Tanakhama, hakosheru.
This bone is kosher. It's also considered roi lachila. It has a kezayis meat on it. Therefore, there'll be a lav not to break it.
Mashenka laman diyom roi lachila. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that says no, the bone has to be roi lachila. What does that mean?
Beinon shir achila b'mokem shvira. That's what Rabbi Yaakov meant to say. The only time there's a law not to break a bone, if at the place where you want to break the bone, there's a kezayis meat there. Since there's a shir achila meat on this bone, then the Torah says you're not allowed to break the bone.
For your leka, and here at the mokum where you're breaking it, there's no kezayis meat, therefore there's no averi, you would be allowed to break the bone.
So, Kunayin Hor, you have all these different shittas here, exactly where is the case, where did the Torah say a law not to break the bone from a Korban Pesach?
So Mar says, Tanya Kaba Benayu. I'll bring you a raya to at least four of these last shittas we had.
To Tanya, we learned in a price like this. Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Babayis Echod Yeyochel. The Korban Pesach is supposed to eat in one house. Then the Pasuk says, V'etzim Le'sishpru Boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Ala Kosher Mukhayiv. Only if the Korban is kosher. Like it says, Yeyochel, you should eat the meat. You know, we're talking about a kosher, a Korban, that you should eat it. The Torah says, on this kosher, a Korban, don't break the bone.
Well, let's say the meat is not edible, it's tomei, it has other psulimir, then there's no lav in breaking the bone. Because that's the emshech apsukim. Only babayis echad yiyochol. If there's a mitzvah to eat this meat, then the Torah says, don't break the bone of it.
And the chayv ala psul.
Hoy saloi shasa kosher. Let's say b'shash shchiten zrika, the carbon was kosher. It had a time when it should have been able to eat the meat. V'nivsal b'shasa chilo. But then later at night time, when it comes time to eat the korban, then the meat became tummy. You're not allowed to eat the meat now. What's the halacha? Ain't by mishum shvira tetzim. There's no use in breaking the bone now. Because since right now when you're breaking the bone, it's not edible, it's tummy, you're not allowed to eat the meat, there's no aver in breaking the bone.
What about yesh by shir achila? If there's a kezayis meat on this bone, then yesh by mishum shvira tetzim. Then there's a lav not to break that bone. What about ain boy shir achila? If there's no kezayis meat attached to this bone, then ain boy mishum shvira tetzim. And if it's a right for the mandiyam before, then there's no lav in breaking the bone. It has to be a royal achila, a shir achila. There has to be a kezayis meat attached to the bone. Then there's a lav to break it. If there's no kezayis, there's no averim. That's the pasuk. Bayis echad yiyochel. Alamol achila means the kezayis. So if you have a bone that has a shir achila on it, then there's a lav etzim l'shishbru.
Vayit aroyel mizbeach, the mashal of the alya, this tail that you're supposed to burn, ain't by mishum shvira tetzim.
There's no averim breaking the bone of the tail. Since the tail is not edible, you have to burn it. So even though there's a bone, there is no lav in breaking it.
B'shas achila yesh by mishum shvira tetzim.
It's only at night time when it comes leil Pesach, there's the man tidit, that's when there's a lav not to break the bone.
What about Shaloi B'Shas Achila? Let's say on Erev Pesach, after you shechted the carbon, it's not a Zman Achila yet. Ain't by Mishum Shvir Tetzim. There's no love in breaking the bone. So I'll call upon him, there's a riot to some of them on the Yermin before. More Itma. What about Itma? Eiver, Shein Alov Kezayis Bosa B'Mokim Zeh. You have a limb, you have an arm, that there's no Kezayis Bosa at this place. V'yesh Alov Kezayis Bosa B'Mokim Acher. But there's a gazayas meat at the other part of the arm. Now, you want to break one part of the arm here. At this part where you're breaking, there's no gazayas basar. But the other side of the arm has a gazayas basar. Is there a lav or not? Yes. Since there is a gazayas on this bone, even though it's not where you want to break it, you're not allowed to break it. No. Since at the place where you want to break the bone, there's no gazayas meat, there's no avera. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to break the bone. Echad etzem sheishalov kezayis boser, v'echad etzem sheinalov kezayis boser. So it says clearly, even though there's no kezayis boser, still there's an avera. My, what does it mean now, ainalov kezayis boser? Elaine, if you want to tell me, d'ainalov kezayis klal, d'ain kezayis boser klal, there's no bechlal a kezayis boser here on the meat, on the bone. Why talk here is your love to break this bone? Have you had before? The Pasuk says, we're talking about a bone that has achila to it, and then the Torah says, don't break it. But if there's no kezayis boss at all on this bone, so there shouldn't be a love. Elo zakab yechnim, love hochikoma. Doesn't the price mean like this? Echor etzem sheish olav kezayis boss of mokim zer. Avad, if there's a kezayis meat at this mokim, you want to break it, avad, you're not going to break it. And who are in a bone that is not a kezayis at the place where you want to break it, but the yeshalov kezayis basal mokim acher. But there is a kezayis meat on the other side of the bone, and then there's a lav not to break the bone. So what's the right, Rabbi Yechonon? Even though at the place where you're breaking there's no kezayis basal, still there's a lav not to break it, since on this whole bone there is a kezayis meat. Omalei, Sresh Lokesh shins it back. Omalei, loy hochi komer. This is not what the Brisa meant to say. Omalei loy. Loy. Hochi komer. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Echot etzem sheishalov kezayis bosser mibachutz. Whether there's mamash a kezayis bosser on the outside of the bone. V'yechot etzem sheinalov kezayis bosser mibachutz. Or else, su adin, if you have a bone now, that at the place where you want to break it, there's not a kezayis meat on the outside of the bone. But the yeshalov kezayis bosim ibifnim, but the marrow inside that bone, right at the place where you want to break it, does have a kezayis bosim, b'makim shvira. That's what the Brisa means to say. That's why there's a lav. His according to Resh Lakish is good. You always need a kezayis bosim at that place where you want to break it. Then the Torah says don't break it. So the Brisa is saying even though the meat is not on the outside of the bone, the meat is only inside the marrow of the bone, but as long as there's a kezayis boser at the place where you want to break it, there's a lav not to break it. But if that mokim inside and outside doesn't have a kezayis, like Resh Lakish, there's no avera allowed to break the bone. For the more of a tanya, we learn to the Brisa like this. The Pasuk says, v'yetzem lo yisish b'ruboy. You're not allowed to break a bone from a Korban Pesach. Echad etzem sheyesh b'moyach. Whether the bone has marrow inside it. V'yechad etzem shein b'moyach. Whether the bone does not have marrow in it. Still, you're not allowed to break it open. That's what we dashed from this Pasuk. For the Gemara, Omani Mekayim, what do we do with the Pasuk though that says, V'ochlu es aboso b'laylo azir, that the Pasuk says there's a mitzvah essay to eat the meat from the Korban Pesach. So what happened to the meat inside the bone? The marrow inside is also meat. Why isn't there a mitzvah essay to eat that marrow? So you have to say, b'boso shalgabe yetzim. The Pasuk is only talking about the meat on top of the bone. That's when there's a mitzvah essay to eat it. But enechanami, the marrow inside the bone, since you can't get to it, you're not allowed to break open the bone, you can't eat it. On that, the Torah didn't give you a tzibul to eat it. So tomorrow, oh, yeah, you know, maybe let's say not like that. Ela, I tell you, bebosa shebtech etzem. Maybe in Torah, I should say not like that. The Torah says that the mitzvah essayed to eat the bosa of a Korban Pesach. Who adin the marrow inside the bone is also part of the mitzvah. Or the zoi. Even the marrow inside the bone also has a mitzvah to eat it. You have a chiyuv to break open the bone and eat the marrow. What do I do with the pasuk that says, no, you're not allowed to break open a bone? Of course, it's tira. If you tell me you're supposed to eat the marrow inside, that means you're supposed to take this bone and break it open and eat the marrow. How can you tell me there's a lav not to break the bone? So I'll tell you, the law was talking about b'yetzim shein bo moich. Maybe it's only talking about we have a bone that has no marrow inside it. Then there's a pure law not to break the bone. Avo b'yetzim sheish bo moich, but maybe a bone that has marrow inside it, there is buser inside it, shayve b'yechol. Maybe I'll tell you, fakir, then you are supposed to break it open and eat the meat inside it. You know why? V'yal t'tameh, don't wonder about this. I am doing an aveira. The teretz is, sharei yovo yesei, v'yitchol oisesei. L'chur the mitzvah's essay of achilas korban pesach should be doicha this lav of breaking the bone. True, there's a lav not to break the bone, but there's also mitzvah's essay to eat the marrow. So the only way you could get to the marrow is by breaking the bone. So why don't I say yesei doicha loisesei? This is the famous kashir. A lot of times the Chazal always say, the Gemara always say, you only say yesei doicha loisesei b'idna. If at the same time, when you're being over the Avera, that's when you're being mekayim the yesei. Like by Tittus and Klayim. The same time you're putting this beged on and you're being over the Avera of Klayim, at that same second you're being mekayim the mitzvah sesei of Tittus. Then we say yesei doicha loisesei. But if one comes before the other, if you first do the Avera, and later first comes the mitzvah, then you don't say yesei doicha loisesei. So the kasher is here. When you're breaking the bone, are you doing any mitzvah right now? No, you're only doing the lav. When is the mitzvah? First later when you go to eat it. So Khuri, you shouldn't say here Esther Decholoisasein. Because the yesterday first comes much later. Right now you're doing the Avera. This is the famous teres, Tosfos, the, they call Piskei HaTosfos says. Piskei HaTosfos says a teres here that since it's EF Shebinyan Acher, it's Mutter. Since this is the only way you can mekayim the mitzvah is by breaking the bone, it's like called the Hechsher mitzvah, it's like the mitzvah starts then. The only way you could be mekayim the mitzvah of eating the marrow inside the bone is only by breaking the bone. So if it's Iyesh, there's no other way to do the mitzvah only this way, then you say, Esav Decholoste, even though it's not Bidna, even though it's not the same time. So right from this Gemara. So the kids, so maybe I would say, Esav Decholoste, say here, maybe I am allowed to break open the bone. I just am very involved. So what? I'm doing a mitzvah sesein to eat the carbon. So maybe it should be mutter. How do I know, Tanki, now allowed to break open the bone that has marrow inside it? Of the Gemara, when the Pasuk says, V'yetzem loisishbru boy v'pesach sheni, the Torah says in Bar Midbar a second time, v'pesach sheni again, another time, don't break the bone from the Korban Pesach. Shein Talmud Leimer, really the Pasuk did not have to say the second time. Shurei Kvar Nem already said already by Pesach Sheni. It says by Pesach Sheni, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yosei Yosei. All the halachas that apply to Pesach Rishon, you do to Pesach Sheni. And since the Torah already said by Pesach Rishon, there's a law not to break the bone, so pshut, you're not allowed to break the bone here either by a Korban, by Pesach Sheni. Why does the Torah have to say a second time, don't break the bone of a Korban Pesach? Pesach Sheni, why do I have to say for? Heavy Yomer, it comes to teach us this Chiddush, that Echad Etzem Shesh Pemoich, even though there's a mitzvah essay, you would think to eat the marrow inside. Even though this bone has marrow inside it, still you're not allowed to break it. V'yechad Etzem Shein Pemoich, and that's Poshit, even though you have a bone that has no marrow inside it, still you're not allowed to break it. So how do I know this? Because the Torah says two times, V'yetzem L'sishkribay. That's what this Brisa says. That's how I know you're not allowed to break open a bone that has marrow inside it. I have a kasha now. Eiver sheyotze miktosoi. If you have this arm, let's say the Korban Pesach, that half of it went outside Yerushalayim. So half of it went out of the mechitzas, we're allowed to eat it. Hey, if the Korban Pesach is like kotzim kalim, you're allowed to eat it any place in Yerushalayim, but not outside. So if you took half of the limb outside Yerushalayim, what's the locha? The part that's outside is posh, you're not allowed to eat. The part that's inside, you're allowed to eat. How do you divide out the two? Start cutting the meat until you get down to the bone. But you're not allowed to break the bone? There's a lot to break the bone. The koilev ad shemegila perik. Then just skin off, in other words, take off all the meat off the bone until you get to the perik, to the joint, where this bone meets the other bone. The choytech, there by the joint, there crack it open. Not a crack it open, divide the two bones though. There you're not breaking the bone, you're like pulling two bones apart. That's how you do it. In other words, if this arm, half of it went out, so what you do is make a half slice here until you get to the bone, then take all the meat off it, which is yotzei, and then take all this meat off that you're supposed to eat this meat, and the kula comes to the thing here, and then take out the bone. That's what you have to do. But you're not allowed to break open this bone. Now, V'yam, if you can tell me, Eva Shein Alav Kizayis Boser, B'makam Zeh.
The yesh b'mokim acher ain't by mishum shrius etzim. If you tell me now, if you have a bone that at the place where you want to break it, there's no kezayis meat, even though there's a kezayis meat someplace else, still you're allowed to break it. So if you say lo muli the kolif atchim megila perik, how come you have to take off all the meat of the bone till you come to the joint of the bone, the end of the bone, v'chaytich, and then you pull the bone apart? Niklav beprut, I'll give you poshet etzah. You have this bone, you have this aver here, half outside. True, cut it until you reach the bone, then take off a little bit meat just. So make the part of the bone bare. So at this part of the bone where you want to break it now, there's no meat to that part. Since there's no meat to that part, you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rashi Lakish, you're allowed to break the bone? So why do you have to take off all the meat off the whole bone? Why can't you just do a little part? Just one little part of the bone, make it bare for meat, and at that part, break the bone. So go to Kasha to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was the one that said, Ein boi mishum shvi asetzim. So more stuff like this. Abaye Romar mishum poka. It's not true. That would have been an etza, but we're afraid maybe you'll crack open more. We're afraid to do this. The Rashi says, mishum poka, shema yifka v'yishpa tachas ha-boser, kishayake ha-mokam ha-koylev. If you're just going to take off a small part of the bone, like clean a small part of the bone with no more meat, and you want to start cracking the bone there, we're afraid maybe the crack of the bone will go further into the part where it has meat on top of it. And then there's a law not to break the bone. So we don't let you break the bone. If it's a place where there's no meat, there maybe the crack will go further into the other part where there is meat. That's why we say the best thing to do is take off all the meat of the bone and then pull the bone apart. Ravina says, Bekulius. We're talking about not Rashi, Bekulius, Shalayad, the Yesh Bay Moich Mitoichoi, Lamani Le Klipa. Talking about the Kulius, the arm bone, that there's a lot of marrow inside it. So even if you start taking all the buster on the outside away from the bone, still you can't break the bone there. Because inside the bone at that place, there's a lot of marrow there. So you have a Kazayas meat there. So since there's a Kazayas meat inside the bone, that's also considered a Kazayas buster, you're not allowed to break the bone. Therefore, you have the weights of breaking this bone. You have to rather take off all the meat off it. Tanan Hossam. We learned the Gemara before we had. Tanan Hossam. Ha pigol. Or else the Gemara there. Gemara in Zvachim. Tanan Hossam. Ha pigol. If you have a meat that became pigol, the korban became pigol. The korban had the rule machshavas b'shas rika. He thought to eat the meat the third day. It became so pigol. But you have noiser. Or else you have meat that you left overnight. Or is alochom b'tamim mes yodayim. If anybody touches them now, midrabonin, they're metamah yehin. They're tumah midrabonin. Even though the meat was not tumah yet, but midrabonin though, they have a tumah midrabonin. If you touch it now, it's metamah yehin. What's the reasoning why? Rav Huna of Rav Chizda. Chadome mishum chashid dekuna. One says, because we're chashid, maybe the kohanim won't take good care of it. So therefore, we want to make them tumah. The Rav says, chadome mishum chashid dekuna. Shechashudim lefagel korban. We're afraid maybe lahachas bekavona willingly the korban will make it pigul. Mishumei will be angry at somebody. He'll go ahead and make the korban pigul. So therefore, gozer ala pigul shiitmos yadayim. The rabbanon wanted to stop the korban from doing that, and he told the korban, "You should know if you make the korban pigul, this korban is going to be matami hint now. Today shows that tzorach lahatfu yodas will be a big tircha now to get you hints tori. You have to put it into the mikvah." Koidim Shiigar the Koidish Vyatrichu. But since it's a big bother for you, that will stop the Kana from making pigul. That's why the Rabbanan made it tummy. The Chadama one says Mifnei Atzle Kuna. Different swarm. The Kana should not be lazy. So Drashi Amasatlim Bachilas Kodishim. This is a swarm for Noiser. We're afraid we don't want the Kana to be lazy and let the meat stay overnight to become Noiser. Therefore, we told them, if you leave it overnight, you know it's going to become tummy, and your hands are going to become tummy, you'll have to wash your hands. So that's the two reasonings here. Is ma masni a pigul? One says the reason why by pigul they said it was tummy. Today we don't want the kohen to make a pigul. Or ma masni a noiser? One says we're afraid the kohanim are too lazy to leave the meat overnight. So therefore, we told them, if you leave it overnight, you should know that meat becomes tummy, and there'll be metam on your hands, and there'll be a big bother if you're not to be tired. So that's why the kohanim watched himself not to make a noiser. So the marman the masni apigol mishum chashid kuna. Yeah, man masanoisim mishum masni kuna. Mar masni kezayis. One learn what's the shear that's matama yehins if you have a kezayis of the pigol and the noiser. Or mar masni kibaitzi. Need a bigger shear. It has to be the size of an egg there. Man the masni kezayis. The one that says the shear is a kezayis kisurai.
when you're over the aver of eating pigul, have you the kezayis of pigul? You the kezayis of nisus. So that's the shear of the isa shabai. That's enough to be have the din tumma. Oman the mastik gebeitzer, the one that says no, it's not tumma this pigul or this nisus. Only if there's the size of an egg there, kitumasoi. That's the same shear when an oichel is mekabel tumma. A piece of meat or any type of an oichel is only mekabel tumma if you have the size of a beitzer there. That's the lochem of the raisa. Here also that the Rabbanan said this noiser and this pigle is tumah. They also only said it if you have a size that could be mekabel tumah otherwise. Even though here it's not really be mekabel tumah, the Rabbanan said without tumah pigle is tumah or noiser. But the Rabbanan only made it kain how it would be able to be mekabel tumah.
No, go. Yeah. Iboilu, have a shalom now. Yotzei, what about meat that went out Yotzei? By mistake, you took it outside Yerushalayim. Or by Chatesh, took it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Is Gozer Rabbanan Tumah Loi? So the Rabbanan say now, not only can't you eat it, but it's also Tumah or not. That they make this Tumah with Rabbanan on a Bosa that was Yotzei. Mi Yamar, do we say, Noiser the Gozer Tumah to Yossi Letzulei Bei. There's a reason why they said Noiser should become Tumah. We don't want the Kohen to become lazy. But to take the meat outside, that's not shechita, it doesn't happen. We're not afraid that a kohen will mamish take the meat and walk outside the Beis HaMikdash if it's kochim kochim, or take kochim kalam outside Yerushalayim. There we're not afraid. It's not so shechita. Therefore, the gozer be rabbanan tumah. The rabbanan do not have to make it tumah if this meat went outside the smokim. Or dilma, maybe no, loishnim, there's no difference. About the boss, the kochim became posel. Anytime it becomes posel, the rabbanan make a din. It's tamei. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Eiver sheyotze miktsosai. If an eiver limb, that part of it went outside Yerushalayim, part of it went outside the mokum. It is a loch we had before the Korban Pesach choytech slice it. Ad shemigil yetzem until you come to the bone, but you can't break the bone. The koylef and then peel off all the meat. Ad shemigil aperek till you come to the joint. V'choytech and then pull the joint off. Now, the Yamad is going to tell me now, Gozu Bei Rabbanan Tumah, so Rabbanan said now, this part of the limb, this part of the arm that went outside, is Tamei, Tichotech Lei. What's the whole purpose of cutting it? Like, what's going on here now? You have this arm now, the Korban Pesach, that half of it was Yotzei outside. So half of the meat is Posi Nalarit. Now, the other half of the arm is edible. It's a mitzvah tidit. So we want to badavka, cut it around and get all this meat off it, because there's a mitzvah to eat this meat. That's why we're makpit to separate the meat. We want to get all the meat off, because that's edible. But if you're going to tell me now the half of the yam that went outside, that's yotzei, has a din tumor on it, that's tamei, so this part of the meat is going to be matama the other part of the meat. So you can't eat that part of the meat. So what do I have to go through the whole bother to slice it and to skin it to get all the meat off to eat it? It's not edible. Is he going to tell me the half that went outside that's Yotzei is Tamei, so if Oichel is Matam Oichel, it should become Tamei? That's the kasha. For tomorrow, V'yamrit Gozu Beg Rabban and Tumah, Ki Chotechle, if you're going to slice it now and like take off the kosher part, my Devi Hevi, what do I care? Kometamile, it was Matamei already. And if the Gemara, Tumas Torimi, but Tumas Torim Le Matamei, no. Where are the meats touching? They're touching right now inside here. So that's called Tumah Storm. You don't see it. Seiser means it's hidden. Anytime there's an Egi of Tumah and a Mokum Seiser, it's not Makabal Tumah. So here are the two pieces of meat. It's not really two pieces. Right now it's one arm. So that's a fact. This part of the arm is touching the other part of the arm. We don't see the Egi. It's inside. So therefore it's not Makabal Tumah. That's called Tumah Storim. Then on the Gemara Nida, it's not Makabal Tumah. Trash it to be in the Egi of Yadayim Shein Begoli. So only the pasuk says, by if you touch something, your hands touch something, that's begoli, you could see it. Here that it's hidden, you can't see it, it's not mekabel tumah. For the more Ravina of the Yomar, chibur yoichlin, lav chiburhu, Ravina says, no, something that's attached, food that's attached one to the other, it's not called attached. Of a zoya command the mifras domi, it's like they're separated already. Ma'ikel ha'memer. Those, you have these two pieces of meat here, true, it's one arm, but this part has a psul yoitzei, this part doesn't have. Ravina says, we look as if they're two different pieces of meat. This piece of meat is posel separated, and this piece is kosher separated. See, if you look like they're separated, but lamaisa they're touching. So it's considered separated enough to say it should be matama one or the other. What do you say then? The Yom Chiburu Yechel Nav Chiburu. Come on, this dummy Michael Amemer. Hokinoga ve'adodi become a tamer. They're touching one the other, and then it should become tummy. The Rashi says the Ravina the Yom Perik Meimam Akasha. Legavi Magi Chibur Doichlin. Command the Mifras dummy. V'loyevi Chibur v'loy Magi Beis Torm Yemikri. On this halacha gufo, he says two pieces of meat, even though they're attached, it's not called like you're hidden. It's called like the two separated pieces of meat, and as if we see two different pieces touching one another. So according to him, it's shver. Why do we say you have to cut off all the meat? Should be edible? No, it's tummy. If you tell me now the part that's yotzei has tumor on it. So my answer is, elo leman demasni kizayis. I'll tell you the hertz like this. The one that says it's only gave a tumor. If there's a kizayis noisri pigul. And now we're saying yotzei also has a psul tumor only if you have a kizayis meat there. And here we're talking about there's no kizayis meat. Or man the masni kibetzo, the less be kibetzo, the same thing. There's not a kibetzo of meat on this whole bone. So therefore the bone is not tummy. When do we, I mean not on the whole bone, on the part of the bone that went outside Yerushalayim, that part that's yotzei, there wasn't a kizayis basar. So that yotzei is not tummy. Therefore the other part of the meat is kosher. That's why we say skin it off, because you could eat it. But Enechnami, maybe if the part that's outside had a kizayis or a kibetzo that was tummy, Enechnami maybe will be matam with the other part, and then you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, Toshima. So we still have the shiloh. What about yotzei? Did they make a tumah on yotzei or not? Toshima. Ha-moitzei bosa pesach mechabur lechabura. You take out a korban pesach from one chabura to another chabura. You have five people eating here. You take out their meat to another chabura. Is afal pi shubuloysa say, even though you did a lav, Torah says, v'bayis echad ye yochel. You have to eat in one place, not in two places. You did a lav. Ha-betor, shino, the meat is still tor. My lav doesn't mean to say tor, it's tor. V'yoser, but I call upon you, you're not allowed to eat this meat. Why? To yotzei in a chabura lechabura. Because taking the meat from one chabura, one house, one chabura, one sitting, to another sitting, is kiyotzei chusna mechitzase dami. It's like taking it outside Yerushalayim. Omisol, and you're not allowed to eat the meat. V'yafilawachi, still the Brisa says katani tor, that the meat is tor. So you see, even when you have a psu yotzei, the Rabbanan did not make a tor. Mer says, no, Alma. Loi gozer Alma, we see from here, loi gozer Rabbanan tumma. The Rabbanan would not go to tumma on yotzei. Gemara says, lo. I'll tell you like this. Tor, here it means to say, Toru mutter. Here it means if you just took the meat from one chabura, you're eating there at that table, and you took the meat from that table to another table, you didn't have their retakam, but the meat is still kosher. That's what it means to say. It's mamish mutter, it's not yotzei, you're allowed to eat it. The fact you took it from one table to another table is not like you took a chutz mechitzas adomin. It's not like not possible. So that's why there's no raya from here. Avadu it's not. Avadu it's tor because you're allowed to eat it. I bought Tony Sefer. The Sefer says ho'ichloy erase the bloys to say. It says if you eat it, it's alav. So the chura you see no. If you take the meat from one chabur to another chabur, mamash becomes possible. So it becomes possible, mamash apsul yotzei, and still it says it's tor. So saraya yotzei is tor. So where it says no. Bishleim leman diyamik kibeitza tayadis pekazayis. Here it's talking about that you have a kazayis there. That's why if you eat it, you get malchus. But it's not tummy because you don't have the kibeitza. For less pek kibeitza, el leman diyamik kazayis. That what's the shiur to mekabel tumah on yotzei? If you have a kazayis, Michael Amemer. Here you says you get malchus. So mashma there was a kazayis, and still it says it's tor. So here you see yotzei is still tor. Mars Ella be yotzei be pesach lemi boilin. I'll tell you no. Avada by yotzei by korban pesach. The rabbanon didn't make any gzeris. The gozer rabbanon tumah. My timer. Why is korban pesach different? But the chaburah's reason name. Because the people that eat the korban pesach, whole chaburah, they eat it together. They're very zoris. They watch out carefully. Like Rashi says at the bottom. Rashi's reason name. Sheish rabbin. There's a lot of people together. Well, mezarsim says there. They watch out one for the other. So therefore, there's not shchiyah to make a yotzei. My shalom is by other kachim, by regular korban shlomim, by korban chatis. If the meat goes outside its mukam, either outside Yerushalayim or outside the base of Midish, to the rabbanon put up sultum there or not, and echnami, that thing more taken by sofik, buys by teiku. Who might say bosom? Yeah. Stop here. You might say bosom, pesach, yeah, mechabur, minayin. Stop here.